again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Kentertained? Today's date is January 24th, 2018, and this is episode 97. Three more, guys, and we hit 100. My name is Carrie, and I'll be your host for the evening, and as always, I am joined by two guys who did not waste $400 to watch Raw 25 at the Manhattan Center, Kent and Russ. How you doing, guys?
Pretty good. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what happened between the commercials and stuff, but I'd been pretty mad if what I heard was actually happened. But I'm having a good time. Kent?
I don't know. I mean, fuck it. I mean, you kind of what they're expecting, like, I don't know. What the fuck were people expecting?
Matches?
I know we'll talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't feel pity for them
either.
At all. They got to be at a historic night, so
it's true.
You know, it's the first time ever, and good for them.
All right. So for our first time listeners, welcome. Just to give you an idea of what we're about, we recap and talk about the week in wrestling, and we have a few fun segments for you as well. And this week we have a lot of ground to cover. We have our thoughts on Raw 25 to talk about. We have previews of this weekend's NXT TakeOver and Royal Rumble to talk to you about. But first, before we get started with any of that craziness, I think we need a moment of bliss from Kent.
So, this week wasn't bad. I'm starting to get over my my bronchitis. I'm feeling a little better. Still losing weight. I am 6 pounds away from a number that I haven't seen in a very long time. So I'm very excited for that opportunity. I went to the eye doctor's on Monday, and my eye doctor told me that I'm growing a few eyelashes. Now, granted, they have no color to them, and they'll probably fall out and irritate the shit out of my eye, and I'll go blind or something. But for now, I have a few eyelashes. And since I know we're just going to be talking a lot about wrestling, I'm just going to consider that my my moment of... Oh, wait, one other thing. This week, I've begun teaching a stripper in Colombia how to speak English. That also was a good moment of bliss for me. I figure...
Are you getting paid in some way?
The Godfather knows.
So you're all aboard.
Everybody's aboard that train.
That's interesting.
Yep. I lead a very interesting life because I have no social contact as of late, so I've been making my own fun. So teaching Colombian strippers, it's like Dangerous Minds, only without Coolio on the soundtrack.
And more nudity, I'm hoping.
There's no hoping. There is.
All right.
And, you know, a moment of non-bliss. I did not hear back from the pros of sawing of the .com universe, so shame.
That is shame. In fact, yeah. Such shame that I don't know if we should really be plugging them.
No. I want the old lady with the fucking bell walking behind them every time they make a post about their saws.
Shame. Yes. Shame.
Shame.
They missed a huge opportunity. Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
we would
my
have
moment
been
of
so
bliss.
Good to them. So
we did so good. We did good by them. Oh, well. Oh, well.
We'll wait for our first sponsor soon. They'll come.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll figure it out. Sometime.
Maybe it'll be a Colombian stripper who learns how to speak English.
You know. No, I'm not going to get into that right now. And that's our moment of bliss this week, everybody.
All right. So, guys, let's move on. And, well, let's go right into our segment of Were You Not Kentertained? And talk about whether or not, well, we obviously were kentertained by Raw 25. I think we should go around the horn and kind of talk about our favorite segments from Raw 25. I'll kick us off. I loved this segment with Jericho and Elias. I want to see more of this. If Jericho comes back to WWE after this whole Japan thing is over, because he still possibly has a match against Naito, I want to see him feud with Elias. I think it would be hilarious. I think it would be great. I enjoyed that segment a lot. How about you, Kent?
Well, it's really good that you didn't take my segment that I was going to use. So I'm definitely going to choose the one that I originally had intended to choose, which was the return of Hulk Hogan. Oh, that
didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
I know this will come as a surprise to a lot of longtime listeners, Carrie. But I liked the main event. I mean, I hated how quickly, like, time constraints fucked up the whole revival. Like, they didn't get a long enough match.
Are you talking about the revival?
Yeah.
Like, not the Brock crap afterwards?
No, I barely remember that.
Like, okay. All right.
Like, to me, the main event was the whole DX thing and revival. Like, agreed. I liked that segment. I didn't like I said, the length of the match. I would have rather had a 10-minute match than the beatdown. I'm okay that the revival lost. It was just, I hate them jobbing so fast. But to me, it's a good sign that they were in the ring getting all their hits in by all these legends. So I'm not upset. Like, I know a lot of people that were fans of the revival are bitching about it. No, it's a good thing, in my opinion.
I thought for sure you would be mad about it. I thought about it myself. I was like, well, they're in a good spot. They're in the main event. A main event. There's tons and tons of legends around them. And the beatdown that they got, I feel, is that's a legend's basically saying, hey, we're in your corner. That's basically what it is. We're helping
you
out.
They've been doing that for years. I mean, they have legends get their hits on some of these guys. I mean, look at Orton. He took his licks from legends in the past.
And, yeah.
Oh, he wasn't on Raw either.
Ooh. His wife wasn't too happy about that.
And, you know, it was funny because, you know, Lita, I mean, she was on the chair and she wasn't even invited.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought this was positive time, though. Positive time. We'll talk about the weird things, I guess, later.
Or our not-so-favorite things that Kent may or may not have stolen from me.
Well, sucks because I want to talk about a list and a guitar player, but...
and an Alpha Club shirt. That was fantastic.
What are you talking about, Kent? Your original, the main event, was definitely your first and most famous favorite
yes.
part.
Yes, it was. Clearly was not my backup option at all.
No, nothing.
Russ.
How about you, Russ?
Oh, for me? Well, I would say the segment that entertained me the most, I would have to say, was the opening segment. Not for what you think, because, yes, I am a huge Stone Cold fan. I've always have been. But honestly, it was seeing Vince turn it on like a dime. Oh, my goodness. He is so good. Like, watching him come down, do his normal. Like, he seemed like he was normal Vince, not... actor Vince, but watching him turn on heel Vince was just amazing. I'm just like, holy crap, this guy still got it. There's very few people I can feel like they can just turn themselves into their character. Paul Heyman can do it. Vince can do it, and a couple of other, you know, big stars can do it too. But Vince, I was floored how good Vince did it. And then, yes, I was very entertained, or kentertained, my apologies. I was very kentertained when Stone Cold came out. I knew for sure. I really wanted to, if I thought you were watching live, you two, I would have sent a text saying, you know, Eric's shaving men's asses, because I heard some glass. But.
There was lots of ass shaving.
Yes. But it was good. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
The ass shaving or the segment?
The segment. Shaving. I'm sure Eric enjoyed a lot. It's, you know, but I enjoyed the segment. I was entertained.
All right, so we talked about what we liked. Let's talk about what we didn't like. And there was a few things to not like about this show.
There's more than a few.
Oh, yeah. I think mine, and Kent, you alluded to this earlier. Where was Lita? We had Trish. We didn't get Lita. But we got the Bella Twins. And since when are the Bella Twins legends? Actually, no, we want them to be legends because we don't want them to come back into the ring.
So they're legends.
Never
then.
Mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, yeah, I mean, Maria
that whole
was
segment
there.
Just seemed.
Yeah,
like
Maria Kanellis, why was she
Same with Kelly Kelly. I mean, I don't like Lita, but she was a bigger star, to Carrie's point.
I don't know who Maria Kanellis is, other than I've seen her a couple times with her husband, and...
You don't remember her, like, five-year run in WWE, Russ?
Nope. When was it?
The Playboy era?
She did a Playboy spread.
Well, I figured that out.
And Tori Wilson's untalented ass was out there, too, and that actually was the worst infringement of all. Like, that girl has no talent. And where was Stacey Keibler?
Yeah, where's Stacey Keibler? Well, she's probably never going to step back in WWE again, but...
Yeah, it would have been so hard to walk on stage and wave and smile.
Right?
God, that would have been such a hard, arduous task.
That was why it was my least favorite segment. It was so pointless.
What are you talking about? They introduced them. They're stars. Yeah, right? It was stupid. There's a lot of dumb parts.
I mean, if they were nude, okay, but they weren't, so yeah. Okay.
It was nice seeing Trish, though.
Yeah, but once again.
Not nude. Right, I know. Yeah. Not nude.
All right. So, Russ, what was your not-so-favorite moment?
Ugh. I don't know if it was a moment, necessarily, but boy, did the whole overall arching night was boring. It was just, I knew what they were doing. It was a celebration. I get it. There was a lot of entertaining parts. But if I were a fan in the stadium, it would have sucked. There was two matches. It felt to me, I don't know. If you know what you're going into this with. Lots of nostalgia. I get that. And I'm 100% for it. I was really, for the whole thing, I really enjoyed it. It just, part of me was like, they hardly advanced any stories. Not that they need to.
They
I get it.
They were supposed to, though.
I know.
Russ.
I get it.
You're bitching about something that you knew well in advance was going to be the exact way the night went. So how are you bitching about that?
It's weird. I was by the end. I was
like,
so
you want
tired
some more
and bored.
Storylines that went nowhere. Was Jason Jordan not on your screen enough?
I'm talking about Jason Jordan.
Like, what did you expect?
He was on plenty. He got good screen time. No, it just. It's hard to explain. It just seemed like it was.
I mean, they forwarded that Brock Lesnar feud really well.
Oh yeah, right? That was they
I
did
mean,
so
Kane
good
looks
with
like
that.
A real challenge for this.
I like how Kane was basically an afterthought in that entire thing, just so we can nail that one down. He went up to Brock. Brock went underneath him to go to Braun. Brock comes back in. Kane goes to take a swing and then gets an F5 for his problems, and that's it. That's all we see of Kane.
He took the F5 like a champ.
He did. He definitely did. That wasn't the best F5 either. I don't know. It was... I'm not saying... it's so hard
Somebody
to explain.
Somebody wants
their
cake and wants to eat it, too.
Yeah.
There's no cake here.
Okay, I think I get where Russ is going here. Maybe.
Well, lay it on me, because it's hard to explain.
Okay, so you had all these legends, and that came back. It was a good opportunity, one, for the nostalgia factor, two, to kind of put over some of the young talent. And they did that in some ways, but they could have done it in more exciting ways. I think that's, like, yeah, the segment with Elias and Jericho was great. The segment with DX and the Baylor Club and the Revival was great. Those were good ways to, you know, promote the younger talent. But... really, that was all the younger talent that was promoted. I think, it seemed like creative did threw something together and it fell flat.
Well, I don't want to say flat, but it definitely didn't hit the mark.
Here's my thing.
Sure.
And this is my retort. Did anybody here like SmackDown? No? Okay, let's really start praising the shit out of this 25th anniversary show because it put SmackDown to fucking shame. So
that's
I will
a whole
take anything over
basket.
The same old shit. And it was supposed to be a best of clip show. That's all it was. It was a best of clip show. It wasn't meant to do anything else. And if anybody was looking for it to do anything else, you had no idea what the fuck you were looking for to begin with. Including my friend Biddy, who said, hey, where's Eddie Guerrero?
Oh, man. Did you tell him that they didn't invite him?
I said that him and Benoit were wrestling up in heaven.
Ah, yes. Yes. Well, more like hell.
Nope. Benoit didn't murder his wife or son, right? So, fuck you.
I don't know. I agree with you. It was... Oh, I enjoyed it most of the night. Like, if I pick it apart, I enjoyed most of the night. I loved the poker game.
The whole poker night was great.
Yeah, yeah, that was fantastic. Although, who was next to Rhino? Was that MVP?
Yes, that was MVP.
That, okay.
So that's, I was like, because I was like, that looks like MVP. And I was like, but wait a minute, isn't he still a wrestler? Why don't they have him back in the wrestling game? Oh my God, he's awesome. Is he that old?
Yeah, he got a late start because he served prison time before joining WWE.
Oh, because he did look old. I'm not going to lie. He looked quite old.
He could still go in the ring, but, I mean, he would be going at a less speed than Jericho, who was older than him, I would say.
Mm.
So, I mean, MVP could still be used. He's just not a big enough name anymore, I don't feel.
Mm. I like
it. What the fuck was Jeff Hardy really doing there?
Because
at the poker table?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird,
yeah,
but whatever.
I enjoyed the poker game. I thought that was great. I loved the opening segment. It just came to, when it came to, I want matches too. And the matches did not deliver.
Why did you want matches for this one night? Why do you want matches?
Because that's why I watch wrestling. Half the reason.
Oh, how were the matches?
Half the they were terrible. I'm just talking about the matches in general. Yes, the Roman Reigns Miz match was really good. But the rest of the matches were garbage.
Right. We weren't supposed to get.
No, I know. I get it.
It's not a point you can complain about then.
But it was
Russ, if I say, here's $5 and I give you $5, you can't sit there and bitch be like, oh, he gave me five ones, that fucking asshole. Like,
I think the better comparison would be this. You say, hey, do you want $5? I'm like, yes, you give me 500 pennies. That's the comparison. You're an asshole, and I have a right
WWE
to complain.
WWE didn't asshole us, though. They gave us, by and large,
I think they gave
if
us 50
cents. If you had to rate
tonight,
Russ, what would you rate it? You would give it a positive fucking rating. So
I would.
There's nothing to bitch about here, man.
I would just... that's the bad... Like, I don't have a specific bad part. I just... That was... The overall was the bad part for me. And just...
Oh, negative Nancy.
I know. I like how we're supposed to take our negative parts that we hated.
Mark right now, Russ. Like, this is the epitome of being an internet mark. Get something nice... And you're still bitching about, like, it's never enough for you fucking people. Like, just be happy.
Were we supposed to choose the stuff that was annoying us? Weren't we supposed to choose the stuff that annoyed us? I'm just telling you, and you're getting mad at me?
There's nothing to really be annoyed with, though.
Well, what was your part that you disliked the most?
That Vicky Guerrero wasn't there, and Hulk Hogan wasn't there.
I'm surprised about Vicky.
Wasn't there.
I knew Wade wasn't going.
Oh, you knew that for a fact? Tell me more, Russ. Who are your sources?
I'll tell you my sources. The fact that Wade Barrett hates WWE, the way he exited.
He exited on peaceful terms.
Yeah, but it wasn't really peaceful. He kind of just, like, left after they had a... They basically ruined his character.
He asked for his release, and they get granted it.
That's not peaceful. That's someone trying to get out, and they say, yeah, sure, we don't need you. It's
there
amicable.
Wasn't a firing, though. I mean, it wasn't like he was soft.
We should talk about that later.
We will. I know we will. But I'm just saying, like, he.
I don't know. It didn't seem like Wade Barrett would be on the list. I was shocked about Lita.
Lita's probably the single most overhyped person in the Raw 25. We're going to be honest with you. She did nothing to revolutionize the women's division. She landed on her head in one of her biggest moments. That's what she's known for, is landing on her fucking head.
Actually, it looked like more like her back and her... That was a very painful landing.
That was just an ugly spot all around. That was...
Because she fought ugly. Like, let's not forget, Lita was shit in the ring. She did a few high spots, and that was it. But people liked her because she wasn't the Barbie doll. If we get past the whole she wasn't a Barbie doll thing and just assessed her on her wrestling talent... No.
Who was better,
was
China?
One of the worst.
China or Lita?
In ring?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can make the argument for both, quite frankly. Like, both of them were really, really bad.
China.
Yeah, in-ring ability aside, she was a major part of Raw in its basically its formidable years, you know, late Attitude Era, early 2000, you know, that part of time where she was feuding with Trish, and that should have at least warranted not only her spot on a chair, but also an invitation. It sounds like she didn't even get an invite.
She should have at least, she didn't get an invite. She should have at least been one of those girls that got on the stage when they said, here are the women of Raw 25. They should have said, Trish Stratus, come out, wave, and that's it. That's fine. That's all she needs.
Where was the anonymous GM? That also grinded my gears.
That should have been, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when they brought out all the past GMs and they brought like four people.
Yeah, I know. Like, didn't they have more GMs than that? What the heck?
Yeah, there was a lot more. I was like, okay.
Well, I knew why Mick Foley couldn't go. There was a reason.
Well, yeah. What was the point? I mean, there was only so much they could do. We could sit here and expect fucking Pot of Gold at the end of the rainbow with a bunch of fucking leprechauns, but the reality was this was probably about as good as it was going to get, like, aside from The Rock showing up. I mean, even the Taker thing, like,
okay,
I'm disappointed about Taker and Cena not having the showdown, but I kind of liked the fact that Elias got the shine and Taker still delivered a hell of a promo. Like,
what the hell was he talking about?
Russ, rewatch the segment. It's elementary.
No, it's not. When you talk about all those who fall and it's time to truly rest in peace, what the fuck does that mean?
It means that we're getting Cena versus Taker at WrestleMania.
Well, I think I know that only because that's what the rumor's been said to us, but I didn't see how there's a connection.
We're not here to talk about rumors, Russ. I've already been yelled at about that.
I don't think it's a rumor, but it's true.
It's damn true.
That was a slightly disappointing. It was cool to see him come out. The crowd loved it. But I was so confused by that.
All right, here, I'll say the biggest negative of the whole whole evening was they should have just done it in one arena.
Yes.
There was nothing was gained by having it in two arenas. No. Like, there was nothing gained. Only pissed off people. They made more at the gate, but how much really did they make it from the Manhattan Center?
If they were to do this again and people knew exactly what was going to happen to the Manhattan Center, do you think that people would go?
Yeah. Drunk ECW fans from the fucking 90s would be there, and that'd be about it.
Okay.
Or people that couldn't afford Barclays Center.
Right. Well, I don't know the prices, so I won't even.
They may have been the same. I have no idea.
Yeah, but they put all their internet guys there. Brock Lesnar guy was at the Manhattan Center.
Yeah, all the big guys were. Yeah.
Just like all the people that you see on the sidelines. Chris Jericho jacket guy was there.
White jacket guy.
Finn Balor. Who's the guy with Finn Balor? He's always there, too. Was that internet guy? The one that took the picture with Finn Balor.
I don't know.
Oh, he's there
all
the time, too.
I follow a good chunk of those guys on Twitter. Not that I'm ever on Twitter, but I found the Brock Lesnar guy, and from there I found like this litany of people that I recognized from wrestling.
I wish I could afford to do what they do. That would be a lot of fun. Why don't they do a podcast?
We don't know that they don't.
That's true.
Actually, Brock Lesnar. Oh, go ahead, Kerry.
I was going to say the Shock Undertaker guy was at one of the panels I went to at AwesomeCon last year.
The Brock Lesnar guy was on an episode of Swerved. I actually liked the first season of Swerved, not so much the second season. Wasn't swervy enough.
It wasn't swervy. Yeah, I was gonna say it wasn't swervy enough.
And it wasn't nearly as good as Legends House Season 2.
Mm.
Oh.
That never happened.
That never happened.
Aw. We're hurting Kent all over the place today.
I know. I think we need to cheer him up, Russ. And I think the only way to do that is to know who your man crush of the week is.
Man crush of the week. Wow. Okay.
As Russ has a mouthful of food. That's
yes.
Great.
Well, it's not a mouthful, but it's a cough suppressant.
Told me it was a mouthful.
Well, it's not really a mouthful. I lied. So, man crush of the week, as we were saying. WWE put out a lot of contenders this week. Not going to lie, there were so many good ones. Boogeyman, always good to see that man. Yeah, Chris Jericho looked great. Although, Elias with his scarf looked very, very good. All those are fantastic. But my man crush of the week has to go to the Godfather. My God, he is ageless. He looks the exact same as he did in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then his wife, holy crap, she is smoking hot. Good for him. So, I mean, if that is his wife, I'm assuming it is, right? I mean, why would they not do that? But she is a very attractive woman. So, Godfather is my man crush of the week.
So you didn't go with Brother Love or Mean Gene Okerlund. As if I wasn't to have enough disdain with you this week, Russ. I mean, you're just fucking killing me here.
Brother Love, I have always found him so goddamn creepy that I can never make him a man.
But he loves you, Russ.
I know. But when I was a kid and I would see him in his super red face, I was creeped the fuck out. I hated him.
I was like, does he have really high blood pressure? I'm like, no, maybe. I mean, because Brock Lesnar is the future Brother Love.
Yes, absolutely.
Brock Lesnar has gotten that color before.
But he always creeped me the F out. You're right about Mean Gene. Mean Gene looked good.
How old is he? He's got to be in his 60s or 70s by now, right?
At least 60s. That's a good, let's Google it. I'm going to look him up. Yeah.
I'm gonna go 70s. Let's see where we land.
Exact ages. Go. Let's get and see who's closest. Go.
72.
Carrie. 72?
75.
I'm going to go with 68. All right. While he's doing that, Carrie.
Should we move on to the IC title? And
he is. Wait. Oh. What were the guesses again?
I said 68.
Carrie, what'd you say?
I think 75.
Carrie's right.
He's 75.
Yes.
Wow.
How is he 75? Like, his liver has to be worse than Ron Jablonski's. That man drinks so much.
Well.
Like, I don't know. Did you guys watch Legend House and saw how much he drank? Like, dude drinks.
Hey,
like,
if you were in a house with all those guys, you'd be drinking too.
Oh my God, yes. I'd be hanging out with Hacksaw Jim Duggan all the fucking time and Mean Gene. And yes, I would be loving every second of that.
I cannot believe he's over. I would have thought late 60s, early 70s. I cannot believe
he's
75.
Think about it. A lot of the guys from the 80s are now in their 60s, like Hogan and stuff like that. So it's just all, and Mean Gene was older than them. So it's just kind of natural progression.
Yeah, I mean, he's got 3 years on Vince. I mean, that was the thing. I wasn't sure if he was old. I guess he was the same age as Vince. That was where my guess came from.
Right.
Oh, by the way, how great was that Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt match?
Fantabulously horrible. That was bad.
I wish they would have done a House of Horrors on the 25th anniversary.
They should have.
They should have.
They missed, dropped the ball. And I do like that the King, though, at least talked about Sister Abigail.
Yeah, when he was awake and not sleeping.
Yeah, okay. Did they really fall asleep? What is
the
this?
The picture shows that they were asleep.
The pictures show it, but JR actually tweeted and said, no, we were not. So I don't know who. I don't know who.
I can't see them actually falling asleep. I can see them being bored.
Resting their eyes? I could definitely see them resting their eyes.
Yep.
Especially at that age, I'd be resting my eyes if I was that bored.
Right. But
I don't know how they would have fallen asleep. The crowd was chanting, you know, bullshit and refunds and stuff like that.
Yeah? What was that, Kent? That sounded really good.
Kent, you're on mute.
I have nothing to say.
Oh, it looked like you were talking.
If I did, I would have been unmuted, right?
Right, of course. So, what were your thoughts on this?
I know what I'm doing. I'm a professional, damn it.
All right, guys, let's move on and talk about the title change Monday night. Miz is our new Intercontinental Champion. I'm good with this. I'm really good with this title change. Russ, you're usually a big proponent of Miz's. How do you feel about it?
seemed very obvious it was going to happen. I don't know. I kind of want Miz to move. No, I don't. I don't know. I'm fine with it. I like the Miz having the belt. I always think he deserves the belt. He's really great with it. He's really a great character. There's not many people who are like the Miz. It feels like he has the belt until he has to go do something, gives the belt up for a little bit, gets it back. That seems to be a very routine thing for the last 2 years. Which, I don't know. Again, it's tough because I think the Miz deserves something like a belt. But I also want him doing something different, too. So, I don't know. So it was tough. I liked it. I'm fine with it. But do you know what I mean? Like, it's am I going crazy here or what?
No, Russ, you're just nitpicking the shit out of everything. You're not going crazy at all.
I'm not nitpicking. It's just, is it, like, don't you want The Miz to get some bigger title?
No, I want Braun.
Well, yeah, okay.
Miz had it.
Braun had it.
He also had Alex Riley. I miss Alex Riley.
I see that.
No, Miz should have, when he was on SmackDown last year, when he was really killing it, he should have been going more for the world title then. On Raw, he does not fit the picture of being world champion, in my opinion. On Raw, he is strictly Intercontinental Champion material. On SmackDown, I think a good 4 months. 4 month run is not a bad run at all. Would do wonders for The Miz, and he truly deserves it. He just needs to get his ass back on SmackDown. They need to get Talking Smack back, because how like, it was nice. You know, you got to hear Elias talk this week. You got to hear Corbin talk on SmackDown, and it reminded me, like, I miss hearing from these people every week when they could actually just cut a promo. I miss that. And that's why SmackDown sucks continuously, more and more every week.
I like how they completely abandoned the Shane McMahon versus Daniel Bryan feud. Right?
There was a backstage segment where Shane was a complete dick to Daniel.
There was? I must have missed it in all of the excitement.
Yeah, it was probably about the 20 to 30 minute mark. Nothing riveting. Nothing at all. Nothing to see, but it existed.
Okay. It just seems like they've totally dropped the ball on it. And
I can't sit here and say that it was obvious that Miz was going to beat Roman. Yeah, we can say it in hindsight, but, you know, that's what everybody's good at, saying in hindsight. Did anybody sit here and really honestly say, I'm guaranteeing the Miz is going to beat Roman Reigns? No? No, because Roman kicked out like 50 fucking AAs like last October. So to sit here and say that we knew the Miz was going to beat Mr. Roman Reigns would kind of be a little foolish on anybody's behalf.
Well, we know where Roman is going.
Let's not talk about like making sense in the world of WWE. They don't make sense. Ever.
No, but we knew where he's going. We know where Roman's going.
Where's he going, Russ?
He's going to get that title, the Universal title.
The red belt.
Yes, the red belt.
The fruit roll-up.
You know what?
I forgot.
I'm going on record right now. Roman's not winning the belt at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that is not a record I'd want to be on standing on. So
going on record. Not happening.
Man, what happens when he does get it? We got to come up with something.
Oh, yeah, let Kent get punished every time that he comes up with a fucking brilliant thing. Kent never gets praised when Kent is right.
Okay, fine.
Kent only gets punished when Kent is wrong.
Doesn't that happen to me? What's my praise for if Brofist happens?
Motherfucker.
What's my praise if Brofist happens?
What? Do you want to get fisted? What the fuck kind of praise do you want? Oh, two of my favorite guys and his fake father are all...
They're not. You're the one who says they're going to Brofist. They haven't done it yet.
And they will.
How much longer we got with this? I forgot, because I completely forgot.
We got plenty of time.
No, this has got to end soon.
June.
No, that's too late. I'm not going all the way to June for the punishment. Remember, I have to watch a week worth of TNA and New Japan.
That's not my fault. I've lived up to every promise that I've made on this, And I'm giving it until June for the fucking fist. It'll happen before June, but if it hasn't happened by June, it's not going to happen because June hates me.
That's true.
That's what I'm going with.
So, can we all say that it was really awesome seeing Daniel and The Miz in the beginning? How awesome was that? Like, that was great.
Yeah, it's fine. It's one of those things that almost like goes under the radar at times. Like, we forget how, like, I don't know if we look back 10 years from now, if we're going to sit there and be like, man, Miz and Daniel Bryan had really good chemistry. Because it was never like the front and center most focused story. So I have a fear that it may get swept under the rug in the history books, unfortunately.
Probably. But they do have great chemistry.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But, I mean, so did Jake the Snake and Million Dollar Man.
Yeah, that's not really one talked about. Overall quality of the match, what'd you think, Carrie?
It was a typical Roman Reigns match, which you all know what that means. I fell asleep halfway through it and woke up when basically I heard Miz's music indicating that he won.
So you fall asleep during good movie matches? Interesting. Kat?
I fall asleep during Roman Reigns matches.
Man, Russ, that was an attack. That's something I would have said.
I know.
He is just vicious today.
Damn.
Tonight.
Yeah, this is. I enjoyed the match. It was an above average quality match. It was the match of the night. I can't say match of the week. It'll be the match of this week until we get to the weekend.
Yeah, this is the weekend.
NXT. Yeah. I don't know if this counts as its own separate week or if the week extends to the weekend. So
I always go Monday to Monday. That's how I always look at it. Monday
All right, so
to
then
Monday.
There's no chance in hell that'll be the match. If that's the match of the week, I'm going to be so pissed off by the time we come back for the podcast.
No, it'll be the worst. All right, we need to keep track of this. It was a good match, a really good match. Let's see if there's nothing better that could top it.
I mean, what would you give it, like a 6, 6.5 at most?
If I were doing a pay-per-view, which means I'm going to ignore the commercials, at most 6.3, 6.4. That's the most.
Yeah, I mean, it was a perfectly above average match, and that's fine. Like, I'm happy with above average matches.
All right, fair enough. So, I think that pretty much covers Raw 25. What do you guys think?
I think so. There was only one thing that I cannot believe Kent didn't catch. I'm not exactly...
The clap?
Well, no, I knew you weren't going to catch that. It's over. It's online, Zach. You can't get clap online. You're good.
You say that.
I don't remember exactly who said it, but I thought they were talking about Absolution, and I think that... Did they win this week on their stupid match? I don't remember. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they won or lost. I can't remember if they won or lost, but one of the guys goes, I guess they weren't on the same page. Kind of like a joke. My first instinct was, well, of course they're not both on the same page. That's for Xavier and Brad Maddox. That was my first thought. I thought for sure you would have caught that or something, but you might have.
No, but in all fairness, I did say that Walking Dead's coming back this February when somebody came on my TV screen.
Yes, you did. That was...
So I did keep that going.
Yes.
Let's talk about her quickly, shall we?
No.
The Walking Dead? It's so far away from now, though.
Yeah,
is she as good as they think she is? She is shit on the mic. Last night proved how bad she is on the mic.
Last night? Or you mean Monday night?
Both.
Yeah.
But last night really got it. She's like, I wish you all good luck, but especially the person who wins. I'm like, seriously?
She is really bad. She's got some in-ring talent, but
she has athleticism. That's what that's called.
Yes.
No, she doesn't
have talent.
No, she's athletic.
Nepotism.
She's athletic. I agree with Ketch.
Nepotism.
No, I agree with Ketch. She's athletic.
This is an angry... Like, this is the most I've heard Carrie swear on a podcast. Like, we're poor influences. Ruslick has something shoved up his ass. Like... What is happening tonight? We are just angry after
decent
a week. Decent week? No, because SmackDown was terrible. It was so bad, we're not even going to talk about it. We're just going to go right into the Raw or to the pay-per-view.
I'm struggling to remember. Wait, no. SmackDown's second half was actually good. Corbin versus Shinsuke was a quality match for a TV match. And
that was okay.
Sammy versus AJ was good. I mean, predictable, but it was good to watch. Like, it wasn't the worst thing. I don't remember anything from the first hour except for Miss Walking Dead's promo. She cuts a promo like she's a fucking zombie. She makes me feel like a zombie when she's in the ring. Yeah. Awful. Just fucking awful. I was thinking, I was going to bring this up later, but while I'm on it, I thought for sure at the Rumble they'd have Bliss and Charlotte on guest commentary, but now I'm finding out Stephanie's going to be guest commentary.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'm happier that Stephanie, like, I wanted Bliss, but if I had the choice between Bliss and Charlotte or Stephanie, I will take Stephanie because that way I don't have to hear little natures.
Okay, now question. Stephanie, should she be Stephanie McMahon the character or Stephanie McMahon? Because I think, honestly, Stephanie McMahon is the better commentator. Stephanie McMahon the character is terrible.
She can't be the character.
Okay.
Not for this.
All right, good.
They're going to make her story tonight. Or Sunday night.
Yes, Sunday night. They're going to make her story. Yes.
Yeah.
First time ever.
All right, guys. I say we move on. And I think I'm going to bring back a segment this week, guys. Due to a big news story that occurred earlier in the week with a certain former cruiserweight.
What? Carrie, do you have a news story for us that we should know about?
Can you teach us?
Huh?
Can you teach us?
Maybe.
Well, I've heard sometimes you can't
teach that. I heard you can't teach that, though.
Yeah, so just wondering.
All right, so for our listeners who aren't up on the recent breaking news, Enzo Amore was released this week due to allegations of sexual assault that took place back in October. Apparently, he was released by WWE, not because of the allegations, but because of the fact that he did not tell them that he was under investigation for sexual assault.
That seems like something you should tell your boss, especially when you're a TV persona.
You right? would think, right?
Yeah.
I've been trying to hold on, thinking about it. I was like, if I were being accused of sexual harassment, would I tell my boss if it was outside of work? My answer to that is, I think you have to. Right?
It depends on the job.
I guess.
I think it'd be professional to let your employer know, but I don't know if it's an obligation. But when you're in the public spotlight, I think it then becomes like any athlete, a pro basketball player, obviously they're not going to sexually harass somebody on the court. I mean, it'd be kind of cool as shit, but it's not going to happen. But, you know, yes, you have to. Different jobs do require that you go to your employer and let them know because of all the PR stuff that, you know, you got to spin things positively. He didn't give WWE an opportunity to do anything to help him.
That's true. And it doesn't seem like they would jump. If it was false, like he's claiming, it doesn't seem like WWE would go against him.
It reminds me of how it shows the complete difference of how this was handled versus the Otunga thing. When it came out, WWE just took him off air. Otunga kept quiet and did everything by the books. He got cleared. He's back on. I feel something similar could have happened in this regard. Although, with guys getting sexual harassment charges every fucking day, I don't know. I don't know. Sucks either way.
Yeah. When will it be okay for us to start making soft jokes?
3, 2, 1, go.
Boom. All right. Was he SAWFT?
Oh, I don't know, but he was the realest G in the room.
Yes, he certainly was.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
The realest G in the room.
Yes.
There could have been realer Gs in the room. We do not know how many Gs were in the
room. Or if there were any real Gs in the room.
We don't know how real. They could have been fake G's. We don't know. We're just saying allegedly realest G in the room.
Yes.
And now we're wondering how he's doing.
possibly rapiest G in the room, too.
Well, not going that far, because that would just... No, not saying that.
All right, joke time's over. We'll come back to it next week. We'll see how we feel.
Yeah, we'll see. As soon as something's official, then we can make more jokes.
Yes.
But there's fallout. And can we talk about the fallout of this game?
Yeah.
Yes. So, basically, the Cruiserweight title is now vacated. And there's a GM coming to 205 Live. Guys, we gotta guess who this is going to be, or at least give some predictions. I'm going to choose Hurricane Helms.
Oh, man. I forgot all about him. He was great. I'm going to go with Rey Mysterio. It's a possibility.
This is why I hate going last. This is really why I hate going fucking last. My choices get used up, and then I'm sitting there like, Hornswoggle sounds pretty fucking cool, right, guys?
Well, he is Mr. Man's son, so.
All right, you know what? Fuck it. A guy who's great on the mic who will make us entertained, and we know he works backstage.
Enzo Amore? He works backstage. Allegedly.
Are we sure that he worked backstage, not front stage?
No, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's backstage.
He was on the crew, at least.
He was, yes.
Yeah. I would say Jamie Noble. He's very good on the mic, and he's already employed by them. There's no reason he can't go on the mic and kill it for them. So either him or Finley, but I think Jamie Noble being a former cruiserweight would make the most sense.
And he was great in J&J Security.
He was.
Exactly. Like, Rey Mysterio would get the bigger pop, but Rey Mysterio was never great on the mic. Right. Jamie Noble was great on the mic. So let's cut expenses. Let's not pay Rey all this money. He doesn't want to travel every week. Because that was my pick anyway, so not Russ Tykes, I'm going to insult it. And say it was really a stupid idea, Russ. So go with Jamie Noble.
I had a feeling you might be going with Rey, so I was like, if I don't go second. I paused for a second. I was like, who should go next? And then I was like, well, fuck it. Kent's going to take Rey, so.
But really, he doesn't want to travel every week.
No, he doesn't.
Like, that was one of his biggest qualms. So why not have somebody that's already there week to week? I forgot to say, Billy Gunn was in great fucking shape.
He looked good. I was impressed. I thought for sure he'd have beer gut. Definite.
Well, didn't he get released because he was doing, like, steroids or PEDs as part of, like, fitness competitions?
Probably.
Something like that, and he's also been working the independent circuit a little bit. I think
it shows.
House of Hardcore. I want to say he was working with House of Hardcore.
He looked really, really good. Good for him.
And they all look good. Let's face it.
X-Pac looked way better than I've seen him in the past since the porn.
Yeah.
Like, he's looked bad since he was in China, visited that country.
He really shouldn't have gone to China. That's
it was a dead zone.
Yes.
Yes.
Razor, I thought, looked really good. He's definitely looking old, though. Holy crap.
See, Tuan said the same thing. I'm like, every time I've seen Hall, he looks pretty much the same the past 5 years. He hasn't changed over the past 5 years. I'm just thinking maybe people haven't been paying attention to what he looks like because he really hasn't changed. Like, his Hall of Fame appearance, he looked the exact same as he did Monday.
There was a time he looked really haggard.
You mean fat and out of shape prior to DDP?
Was it prior? Yeah, maybe.
And where the fuck was DDP and Jake? I would have liked to have seen them both.
Yeah. Especially with DDP, especially with how much he's done for wrestlers, you think he would have gotten a spot on this?
Yeah. I don't know. There was never going to be enough time to fit in every single persona we wanted. Just the way it was. But we got Brooklyn Brawler.
Yes. And we got... who was the other guy that came in with Brooklyn Brawler? Who the hell was that?
Harvey Whippleman.
Who is that? Do I know who that is?
He used to manage... He used to manage Brooklyn Brawler, Beverly Brothers, and there was a couple other ones. He was not very good at what he did. Also, Giant Gonzalez, you know, the guy that chloroformed Taker and led to WrestleMania 9.
Yes.
Possibly the worst WrestleMania of all time.
Yes. I remember how much you hated 9.
Go ahead and watch it. You will sit there and you will be like, oh my God, I cannot wait for this week's Raw after that. I don't know if you would even give it a 3. That's how bad it is. It's really, really, really bad. Like, try it. Try it out. You will hate your life.
I kind of want to now, just because
you would rather
that.
Watch a half-hour Charlotte promo than to sit through all of WrestleMania 9.
Wow.
That's what I'm going to say.
What about an hour Charlotte promo?
No, I'll take WrestleMania 9. At least I'll stick
okay, we have our limits. Half an hour, that's it. Okay.
All right, guys. We got a lot more ground to cover. We got a couple of big events this weekend. Let's preview them.
Wait, what?
What's going on this weekend? Raw 25 was the big thing this week.
No. We have Royal Rumble this weekend.
What?
We have NXT TakeOver Philadelphia this weekend. Come on, guys. We got to talk about it. Let's go.
All right, fine.
So let's do rapid-fire NXT preview so we can get right into the Rumble, because I know that's what our listeners really want to listen to, is our thoughts on the Royal Rumble. All right. So here is the card as of, I want to say, 5:30 this afternoon. For NXT, we have the NXT Championship match. Andre Cien Almas versus Johnny Gargano. I got Andrade. Who do you got, Kent?
Oh, Andrade is not going to drop that to Gargano. Unless Ciampa's due back. If Ciampa's due back, I can see Gargano getting that belt. But I think whoever loses is going to be called up sooner than later. Probably post-WrestleMania to whoever loses. And they've had matches, I think, 2 NXT events ago. They did a good job, so they could do even better with more time.
And Russ.
Tough call, but I'm going to go with Gargano just because I'm kind of hoping what Kent said, they're going to bring back
Ciampa.
Ciampa, thank you. He's coming back soon. So it would be really good to have those two feud for that belt. I think that'd be really fun. Especially at the NXT TakeOver, wherever, Brooklyn. Where the hell are they going to be at WrestleMania?
New Orleans.
Yeah. The site where Cena buried Bray and the streak ended.
Yeah.
Can't wait for this year.
John Cena and Undertaker.
All right, next match up is the NXT Women's Championship, Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler. Please let Ember Moon retain. I am not ready for the MMA Four Horsewomen to start invading my wrestling. Kent, how about you?
I hate to say this, but I have zero interest in this match. I like Ember Moon. I don't think Ember Moon's quite ready to be the one that carries a whole feud on her own. And Shayna, is how you pronounce it?
Shayna.
I don't know enough about her, but I don't like the Four Horsewomen. I don't like the original. I don't like the MMA. I don't give a fuck. So, no. I don't really care. Like, this is going... I'll be on my TV, but I may be looking at Colombians taking their clothes off.
And Russ.
I could care less about this, so Ember.
All right, moving on to Aleister Black versus Adam Cole, and I'm not going to say Bebe because I just don't want to, in an Extreme Rules match. Aleister Black. Kent?
They keep building up Cole, and he's not worth the fucking hype. I'm cheering on Aleister Black, so I'm picking him because that's who I want to win, and I hate picking against. I'd rather be right and happy or wrong and miserable. Like, that's all.
And Russ.
I'm going to be wrong and miserable. I'm pretty sure Adam's winning this thing, unfortunately. So,
I wish we could get the rematch of Aleister versus Velveteen Dream. That's what I really wanted.
That would be nice. That was such a good match. Surprisingly good.
Moving on to the NXT Championship Tag Team Championship match. Yeah, I can talk today. We have the Undisputed Era versus Authors of Pain. The Undisputed Era is going to retain. It's time for Authors of Pain to come up. What do you think, Kent?
Once again, not excited for this match at all. I love Authors of Pain. I actually like, is it O'Reilly? Is that, or is it just Riley?
O'Reilly.
Okay. I like him quite a bit. The other guy.
Fish.
Okay. Bobby Fish. Bobby Fish looks like he's cool. And, like, he does some heel shit. I think O'Reilly's the better guy. I just don't like Undisputed Era. I think they are the most overhyped thing in NXT since I've watched NXT. Possibly more overhyped than Sami Zayn, female girl, whose name is something like Sami Zayn's. I don't know. The pirate princess.
Oh, the Asian one?
Yeah, I can't think of her name.
Oh, yeah. Kairi Sane.
There it is.
Between her and the Undisputed Era, we're in a time in NXT, and this is why I haven't been watching. Overhyped people are getting the pushes rather than the deserving ones, and it's all based on hype. NXT really needs to get back to its roots.
Agreed. And you just
mentioned... I picked. I also made my prediction somewhere along the lines, and I'm going to say the Undisputed fuckers.
And Russ, who's your pick?
This is tough. But you said that it's time for the Author Pain to move up to the main rosters. Well, I don't disagree with that. There hasn't been much success with moving up to the main roster. So
please,
I kind of
keep them on NXT.
I'm saying keep Authors of Pain on NXT and give them back the belts. It's okay to keep them on NXT at this point. So keep them on NXT, Authors of Pain.
All right, and then the final match that was just announced apparently on a media call today, Cassius Ohno versus Velveteen Dream. Please let Velveteen Dream win this. He's so good. And I'm not just saying that because he's used to wrestle for Maryland Championship Wrestling. He is really fucking good.
That's the third swear of the night from Carrie. My God, what is happening tonight? Ain't this some shit? Ohno is there to put people over until they need somebody on the main roster to put people over. Ohno's great, though. I love watching the guy work, and I'm excited. I hope this is the beginning of a good push for Velveteen Dream. Like, I think Patrick's his name. I can't remember his last name.
Clark.
That guy, was it?
Patrick Clark,
yeah, that's right. I think that guy has all the potential in the world. It's untapped potential. This is the kind of... Fuck the Undisputed Era. This is where the money's at, because this guy has a character, and he has a persona in the ring. And it does not hurt that he's African-American. WWE needs more of this. I'm all for this guy winning.
And Russ.
Cassius Ohno, isn't he usually used for to enhance talent anyway? So
he used to be Cesaro's tag team partner on the indies, so what does that tell you?
Wow, really? Because it feels like... Wow, really?
Russ, you saw him live with me.
Yeah, but that doesn't remember I remember them, so...
Hanging Tough Night.
Oh, that was so... Yeah, like, I'm going to remember any of those people that they're like, oh my God.
Oh, I can remember fucking Hanging Tough by New Kids on the Block.
And Transformer. And
Transformer, yeah.
Yep, those are the two things I remember. but he's used mostly for talent enhancing, and I really want Velveteen Dream to win, so Velveteen Dream.
All right, so there are our picks for NXT TakeOver. Let's move on to the big event of the weekend. Yes, listeners.
Kent's stripping for us. Let's go, Kent.
No, that's not what I was... No.
I'll teach you English, big boy.
Como esta?
All right, guys. So the road to WrestleMania starts this Sunday with the Royal Rumble. Let's start with the title matches first, then we'll move on to the Royal Rumble matches. First title match up is the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. It's a 2 out of 3 falls match. The Usos versus American Beta, or Shelton Benjamin versus and Chad Gable. I really want to see American Beta win this. They deserve it. I think they should have won weeks ago. The Usos, their time has passed, if you will. What do you think, Kent?
I don't think the Usos' time has passed, considering we just
basically called them Tag Team of the Year just in 2017.
Well, 2017, it's 2018.
Yeah. Okay, so we are 24 days into a new year. Yes, it is. And we are saying, it's past their time. I will say that the DWI probably will play a role into this. I don't see any chance in hell. Here's my question. Is American Beta heels in this because they did the sneak attack? I've been confused who's the face and who's the heel in this, or if there's no such thing. I assume that the fans will be behind the Usos. I think this actually will probably be match of the night.
So your pick's American Beta, and yep. We're moving on to Russ.
Well, they're America and Omega until they lose these belts this weekend. So, until then.
Allegedly.
Yes, allegedly if they lose. I think if they allegedly lose this weekend, then they'll be back to America Beta. But for right now, they're America Omega, and America Omega is definitely winning this.
Can we also say and go on record that if they don't win, it's going to be just like Breeze Dango last year, where
completely
like
they're lost never their going, chance. Yep.
Yeah. Like this is they need to.
They need. Yep. This is they have to win. I think they have to win this year, and they're superior to American Alpha by far. So this America Omega or. Whatever.
All right, moving on to the Raw Tag Team Championship match. We have Russ's favorite tag team, Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan versus The Bar or Cesaro. I don't foresee them changing the belts in this one, guys. I'm going to have to stay at Cesaro, Rollins, and Jordan. What do you think, Kent?
Oh, the fisting is going to be real that evening. Yeah, this...
If there was another match that had potential for match of the night, because once again, the tag team division has not let us down in a very long time. It's going to be one of these two matches, most likely as a match of the night. So, and I agree. There's no reason to change it right now. I mean, I love Cesaro, but there's just no reason right now. Plus, I mean, the longer the fisting fucks are, you know, in the spotlight, the more ammunition I have. So. It's all good for me.
And Russ.
I am going to have to disagree with both of you, and I'm going to have to say Cesaro's winning this back this week.
Oh,
if
my
not,
God, my bullshit meter is just going way off here.
If not, no, there's a reason.
You're having a meltdown over here.
No, there's a reason. There's a reason why I'm choosing this. Because if I'm going to get this non-fisting thing over with, I have to have Seth Rollins versus Jason Jordan at WrestleMania. So this has got to be the start of their downfall. So I'm going to go for the loss.
Russ, how would you feel if that was Seth's WrestleMania match? Would you be happy with that?
I don't know.
Like, is that a downgrade for Seth, or is it happy because you like where Jason Jordan's heading? I mean, I think that's actually a pretty good matchup for Mania.
It is if they keep Jordan going on the trajectory he's going. That's the question. Can he keep it? Because we've already had this
discussion. Right now, he can only do four fingers. We need the whole fist.
Exactly.
That's what we need over the next 2 months.
Now, I'll say this, too, though. I had no doubt in my mind Cesaro was winning at Royal Rumble until Seth brought the curb stomp back. Now I'm like, So... We'll see. But
curb stomp we trust?
What?
In curb stomp we trust.
Yes. So I'm still going to be optimistic and say Cesaro wins so I can finally be free of the worrying of the rose fisting.
Oh my God, Jason Jordan needs to have a new finisher called curb fist.
Yes! Oh my God.
All right, let's move on to the WWE.
Or how about sidewalk slam?
All right, WWE Championship match. AJ Styles versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens in a handicap match. I'm going to be selfish to say AJ Styles retains because of who I'm picking that I would like to win the Royal Rumble so I can get this match at WrestleMania. So, and I'll talk about that pick in a second. So AJ Styles retains. Kent.
Kevin Owens gets the win
And I will talk about that later, just like you will talk about your dream later. We all got dreams here, MLK, motherfuckers.
And Russ.
Tough, because this match is going to determine who wins the Rumble if the Rumble goes on after, right?
The Rumble will go on...
Well, we'll go on last.
No, sometimes it goes on first, doesn't it?
Never first.
Never first,
always
all right.
Last.
So maybe it'll go on last. All right, so but anyway, if AJ wins, then a SmackDown person's winning the Royal Rumble. If Kevin Owens and Sammy win, then I think Roman's winning the Rumble, even though I don't think Roman's even in the Rumble. Who the hell knows?
Wait, of course he's in the Rumble. He doesn't have a match.
Exactly. So that's what I was thinking. He's like, he has to be, right?
So why is it apparent to you that if AJ wins that... How does the SmackDown match affect...
Okay, the way I look at it is this, if AJ wins, then that's a great opportunity to get Nakamura the win for the Royal Rumble. If he doesn't win...
Oh my god, you are stealing thunder right now.
I know, that's why I didn't want to say it, but you kind of forced my hand.
No, I didn't force your hand, Russ. I just had questions and you answered them. I don't know why. You're rude.
If KO and Sammy win it, they've already got their built-in feud all the way through WrestleMania.
So you're telling me that Baron Corbin can't win the Royal Rumble under any circumstances? That's what you just said to me.
Yeah, I'm
without
pretty. Yeah,
Baron Corbin
I'm,
at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I'm going with that. Sorry.
Fuck you.
Oh, so my pick.
Yeah, Mr. Thunderstruck.
I'm saying AJ retains. Doesn't it just seem weird like we'd have co-champions? Or do you... I really want that. I kind of really want it, but I don't think it's
well,
happening.
I want it for my own selfish purposes,
right.
Which we will get to.
Okay. I won't steal your thunder, because I don't know where you're going.
All right. Let's move on to the last title match. We have the Universal Championship match. We have a triple threat between Braun Strowman, Brock Lesnar, and Kane. Lesnar's retaining. As much as I want to see Braun win this thing, Lesnar's retaining. Because we have to have Lesnar versus Roman for the title at Mania. Kent?
Game of Thrones returns in 2019. That's my thoughts on that.
And Russ.
Are we picking what we want to happen, or are we picking what's going to happen? Because...
Well, if that was the case, then Game of Thrones would return this year, but
that's true.
2019. I'm being a realist.
All right, so Lesnar.
Wait,
who's getting the pin?
Red or purple? That's the more important question. Will he be just red, or will he actually turn purple?
I think he's going to turn shade of purple. He's got a workhorse in there. Yeah, I think he's going to shade of purple.
I don't think he's going to turn purple, because he's going to get some rest. That's why Kane's there, to provide rest. Like, he's going to get slammed through a table, and they're going to be like, oh my god, let's get him a stretcher, and Paul's going to be like, oh my god, and blah, 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 blah. He's not going to turn purple.
It's hilarious that, you know, you made that joke, but there is a big part of me that thinks that's going to happen. That is definitely
going
to happen.
Braun's
going to,
like, toss him, or maybe Kane. Maybe they'll give Kane the spot, because Kane could use that spot to look a little bit more dominant, and then Kane and Braun can... You know, do their thing, and then Brock comes back and F5's Kane, and Braun gets pissed off and gets a grappling hook, and we're all have like a big boss man lynching all over again.
All right, can we say the most obvious? Who's getting the pin? Who's getting pinned?
Braun Strowman.
Kane.
Because that would piss everybody
that
off.
That would. Holy
that
cow.
That would piss every single person off. And you're telling me you can't see that happening?
Oh, I can definitely see it happening.
Oh, it's going to happen because it's in Philadelphia and WWE hates Philadelphia.
Oh, anything to piss them off. You're right. Oh, my. Braun is so getting pinned. Oh, my God. We're calling it here on this podcast.
Was Philly the spot where they did the last big infamous Royal Rumble in 2013? I'm looking this up.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that was the Bautista night where Daniel Bryan did it.
Yep. Yeah, and I think it was Philadelphia.
Oh, wow. So they did Philly and then New Orleans, same as they did that year.
Yeah.
We are in for a really good year, guys.
Yeah. This is fantastic. That's why I think they're going to piss us off. Braun's getting pinned.
Yeah, I'm picking Braun to eat the pin. The more I'm thinking about this.
Yep. I hope we're wrong. I hope we're all wrong, but it's happening.
All right, guys, let's move on to the Rumble matches. Let's start with the women's match. So I think we should do it this way. We're going to say who should win and who will win. Who should win? Becky Lynch for me. Who will win? Asuka. Kent?
I don't see any reason for them not to have Asuka win. With that being said, it's Philadelphia. That changes everything. It really does. Like, the more you think about it, this changes everything. Fuck it, man. No, Asuka's probably still winning. And I don't have anything different to say other than what Carrie said. I think Becky is the most deserving lady right now that has been underappreciated, undervalued, and it's borderline criminal. Like, she's almost Cesaro territory. Like, it's bad.
Worse, because she doesn't get the recognition at least Cesaro does.
Yeah, Becky really deserves more.
And the storyline, if Becky won with her and Charlotte for the title at Mania, would be awesome. Which means it will not happen.
Wait, Charlotte still has to be a champ by WrestleMania?
She probably...
Lots of Walking Dead coming between now and WrestleMania.
At least the season finale of Walking Dead will take place that night, and hopefully during that match.
Awesome. That'll be 8 weeks?
The past 2 years, the season finale has been on WrestleMania night, and I've hated life. Yeah. Yeah. It's been great.
All right, Russ, how about your picks?
Ditto you guys. Becky Lynch deserves it. Asuka's going to win it. I'm not saying Asuka doesn't deserve to win it either, because Asuka's awesome. I feel
Asuka
so bad for Becky.
Asuka's been handed a lot, though, too.
Yeah.
In all fairness.
Becky deserves it. Asuka, not that she doesn't deserve it, but she doesn't deserve it.
The bigger question is Ronda Rousey going to be there? And if she is she a dark horse to pull this off?
Yes and yes.
I say no and no.
I say yes, and it's Philadelphia. Yes.
That could be... How pissed off would all wrestling fans be if she...
I'll tell you right now, if I'm at your house, which I'm not 100% positive, but I think I'm going to be. If I'm at your house, and she wins the goddamn Rumble, I'm walking out right then and there and going home. I don't give a fuck about the other Rumble.
Well, there you have it, folks. Is this going to be the first match of the pay-per-view?
I hope not. That would be kind of...
I don't know. I think it'd be a good way to start it off, really.
Yeah, probably. Oh, what if they do a switcheroo? Make the guys first and the girls go on last.
Well, I will get up and walk out of here, Russ.
Classic.
All right, guys. Let's move on to the Men's Royal Rumble. Who should win? Who will win? My pick of who should win? Well, Russ already spoiled that for
you. Yeah, so you're holding off suspense for nothing.
Shinsuke Nakamura, because I want Styles versus Nakamura, dang it. I want something to look forward to for Mania. But you know who will win? Not because it's just because it's Philadelphia, but because of who he is. Roman Reigns is winning the Wayne's? Royal Rumble this year in Philadelphia.
Roman Reigns is winning the Royal Rumble.
Yes. And
wow. That's Kent's a lot of R's and W's.
Lots of Wesley Wabbits here. Who will win? Batista.
Wrong year.
Nope. He wants to come back. And when he wants to come back, he could save it. Big Dave versus Brock at WrestleMania is a main event I would enjoy.
Yeah.
I can't argue
with that.
Is he actually want to come back? I don't think he does he?
No, he's been saying he wants to come back. He actually wants to work house shows. Like,
is he too big for wrestling now? No?
No, I mean, he's not Viscera size.
I bet star-wise, star power-wise.
Yeah, because it worked so badly for The Rock when he came back and made event.
Oh, I know. I just... It just seems weird. Like, he's... It wasn't
weird
because
that he didn't
of...
come back, right?
Yeah. It wasn't wrestling that made him big. It's himself. He went out there and did it. You know what I mean? Like, Rock Wrestling made
him. Some really lucky roles.
Yes.
He did
well. He's actually one of the guests for this year's AwesomeCon that I'm looking forward to seeing the most. I can't wait to see Batista. And Stephen Amell, because he's also going to be
I know.
AwesomeCon this year.
You're not... Heather and I really want to go this year.
As far as who I want to win, and this is who I've been wanting to win all year.
Sami Zayn.
Last year. Sami Zayn. I want Sami versus KO for WrestleMania. Styles and Nakamura can happen without the belt. They don't need the belt. They're that damn good. KO and Sami, though, really could use the belt. KO deserves to walk into Mania as the world champion for once. And him versus Sami would probably steal the show. I would even say that would be a better match than AJ versus Nakamura. It may not be as exciting because we haven't seen AJ versus Nakamura. So that's more exciting. But as far as quality goes, KO versus Zayn in a half-hour match wipes the whole fucking field out. So that's why I have KO winning the belt.
As someone who's seen Sami and KO live, it will be, well, glorious.
Oh, there's a guy that's not winning the Rumble.
Is he even in it?
Of course he is, Russ.
Why? He's got the United States Championship now.
Well, Miz has the Intercontinental. I assume he's going to be in it, though.
We are making a lot of assumptions. What if Roman Reigns was just not in this pay-per-view at all? Like, no Rumble, no nothing.
More importantly, will Boyz II Men be performing Motown Philly at the beginning?
Back again.
I want New Day to perform it.
Did you watch?
I watched that.
That was so good.
Triple H killed it, though. He
was awesome.
Okay, I have to ask you guys this. Were you really surprised that he killed it?
No, the man
it was
has
great.
Daughters.
Don't get me wrong, but
he has
no,
daughters.
Not surprised.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. He's an actor. He knows how to play the crowd. He did it really well.
I mean, Stephanie did a hell of a job. Everybody involved in that segment did a hell of a job.
Yes.
Russ, who are your picks?
Oh, right. Who do I want?
You've had all this time and now you're questioning this?
Yes.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Really? Carrie, swear at him. We need a fourth swear word.
She can't.
Oh, I said goddamn it, Russ.
Ah, you screwed up because you set it to the mute button, so. All right.
I made up for it.
Yes, you did. All right. So, who I want to win, actually. God, I really, really would love to see Sami Zayn win it, but he's not in it. So, I know, you're right. We don't know that. You're absolutely 100%.
We're making assumptions here, right, Russ? Like, you just said that less than a minute ago.
Total assumptions here. So, I'm going to say I want Nakamura to win, too, because I think he needs something big to get him back to where he should be, because he's really fallen. So he needs something like the Royal Rumble.
Didn't Jinder basically kind of fuck over a lot of people's pushes, if you think about it? Like, he fucked over Shinsuke's and Baron's at the very... Like, Baron could have bounced back eventually after the Golden Shovel Boy. Which, speaking of which, is he in it?
Yeah. He is.
He is? Okay. So, why is he not even a possibility? Like, we not talking about him being a possibility?
We're
not talking about Taker being a possibility?
Oh, man. Taker gets into it? That'd be awesome.
And you know what? I'm also pulling for Heath Slater.
He's got kids.
He has kids, yes.
And he needs money for said kids now.
Yes.
The APA cleaned him out.
Yes. Actually, the Million Dollar Man cleaned him out.
Carrie, in interest of tradition, something that me and Russ have been doing for years, we pick the final four. That's something we do every year. So I think that'd be something we should all have our predictions. We can go on record and predict our final four for the Rumble. Yeah. Making you think on the spot.
So why don't we start with you, Kat?
Okay. Baron Corbin, Shinsuke Nakamura, Roman, Cena. Wait, no. Roman Elias.
Ah, no! Damn it!
Yeah, Roman Elias, Shinsuke, and Corbin, because I really want to see Corbin and Elias together.
All right.
My final four.
I'm going to take out Corbin. and put Bobby in. Everything else you said, I think is exact. I think Elias is going to be pushed to the stars off of this. He's going to be the one who eliminates Cena, gives him a good feud with Cena for a little bit. It's perfect.
Yeah, I can't argue with any of that. I really can't. I can't come up with any other combinations than what you guys have already come up with.
Even though Kent wants Sami Zayn to win, he doesn't even have it in the Final Four.
Doesn't this happen every year for me, though? Like, I don't ever... I'm looking... No, I'm not looking forward to making that goddamn spreadsheet out. That takes so long every year.
Yeah, we're not doing... Okay, wait. What are we doing about the women's?
The same thing. That's why I'm not looking forward to it at all. Yeah. I'm going to see if I can get Tom here, though. Because it's always fun when people that don't follow wrestling know more than me and Russ do.
When they beat us with their predictions? Yeah, it's fun. It's always great.
Yeah. All right, guys. Speaking of things that we're looking forward to next week, let's go to our segment, I'm Not Finished With You Yet. And discuss
that was a good transition, Carrie. Really?
It was.
Thank you.
Very
Thank you
good.
Very much, Kent. And let's just kind of go over what we're looking forward to next week. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with the Baylor Club next week. How about you, Kent?
Similar thought process. I'm curious what the Revival's reaction will be to what happened with the Baylor Club.
And Russ.
Similar. I'm looking forward to seeing what Jason Jordan and Seth Rollins do after they lose the belts. That's probably what's going to happen.
Believe that.
If you don't see what Kent's doing, just imagine.
I Roman Reigns'd it.
He really did Roman Reigns it, yes.
Yes.
Also,
yes,
if anybody's ever seen Chasing Amy, I also did that.
Yes.
All right, listeners, it's that time of the week again. It is time to play Guess the Wrestler.
Time for me to cheat already? All right.
Yes, it is, Russ. And here are the rules for Guess the Wrestler. Each week, one of us picks a wrestler, and it's up to the other two to guess who that wrestler is. And to do that, the other two individuals have 9 questions and 2 guesses. There are 2 free answers for the guessers, and those free answers, since it's my week to pick, this is a former wrestler, and it's a male wrestler.
Allegedly.
Enzo Amore, because now he's definitely former. okay.
Good question.
All right, my question. If you have a question, Kent, do you want me to go? Do you want
no,
to
go? No, go ahead, Russ.
Okay. Was this former wrestler on Raw 25?
Yes.
What was their highest achievement championship wise?
WCW World Heavyweight Champion.
So it's not Scott Hall.
Definitely not Scott Hall.
It's not X-Pac or Triple H or Road Dogg or Billy Gunn.
Yeah.
So really I had nothing to do with that final segment.
Yes, because I don't think Finn Balor was ever WCW champion.
Or was he?
Could he have been? Maybe he was David Arquette at the time.
So if he's a former WCW world champion, there wasn't that many.
If that was his biggest, too, there can't be that many, right? Huh.
We should have this, Russ. Like, you're going to have to really suck to fuck this up.
I'm trying to think who was on. I'm just like going through my list of mind who was on. Had WCW as their highest achievement. Well, I swear to God, Flair. If she says it's Jericho because of that,
Jericho was undisputed.
Yeah, I know. That's his biggest achievement. That's why not WCW.
Right. I mean, his biggest achievement was pinning Rock and Austin the same night.
Yes.
That's pretty much the biggest achievement in all. Pretty much anybody's career.
That's literally WWE saying, hey, we trust you.
All right.
Okay.
So who you got?
All right. All right. So. All right. Let's eliminate a lot of people or get them in this, narrow it down. Were they in the APA segment?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go really out on a limb here. Has this person ever once said the word damn?
Yes.
Well, that could be anybody.
That could be anybody. Everyone said damn, Kat. That was a terrible question.
I know. I really, really dropped the ball here. I don't know. I got another question after this, though.
Okay. My question is this. Let's eliminate a few of the people there. Does he have kids and he lost his payment so he can take care of those kids?
No.
Darn. All right, we got rid of Heath Slater.
Does everybody have a price for this man?
No.
All right, okay. Let me make sure we got this, though. Does this person... they seem valuable to you. Like, they're,
Ballin'?
Maybe right. They're ballin', yeah. Maybe a most valuable player. That's what I'm thinking. An MVP, if you would.
No.
Darn. All right, well, we're narrowed down, Kat. We're narrowed down.
Is this guy an enigma that happens to be super charismatic? So charismatic that Steve and I refuse to talk to him in Glens Falls?
No.
Was this person a part of the APA?
Yes.
I hated the movie Get Out. We already did our 9 questions.
Oh, we did? I was hoping you'd go with, was this person a boring commentator and terrible champion?
Nope. We used them all up. But, okay. Get Out got nominated for most original screenplay. A movie with a story that has been done in Hollywood like 10 different ways. Me and Craig have been complaining about this all week. I get messages from Craig, just him complaining about Get Out. So just wanted to throw that out there.
You want to go ahead and say who it is, Kat? We both know who it is.
All right. Yeah. Butch Reed. Well, he wasn't a tag team.
I would say he was.
Eddie Long.
No.
Technically.
Oh. Oh, my bad. Russ.
Why, was it his name Ron?
Why, yes, it is.
Oh, right. I just can't think of his last name for a second, for the life of me.
Simmons,
yes.
Wait, was it Farouk?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, okay. Jesus. I thought you were for a second there. The way you said that, I was like,
I was going to ask, is he going down? Oh, Ahmed Johnson.
All right, so there you have it, listeners. Another successful run of Guess the Wrestler. Kent, any announcements for our listeners?
Yeah, I'm going to actually post some of Eric's blogs this week because I was really confused what the error was. I now have been corrected on the error, and I now assume 4/8 of the responsibility as opposed to 2/4. So we're doing better this week. 4 is twice as many as 2.
That's certainly true.
All right. And...
oh, yeah, we'll have the preview up this weekend, of course. We'll have the NXT preview. We'll have the Royal Rumble preview. And then we'll have the reviews up by Monday, Tuesday-ish. So... yeah, we'll have a lot of blogs actually this weekend.
Yeah, there's going to be a ton of blogs. I forgot all about it. There's going to be a ton of blogging this weekend.
I am going to work you motherfuckers.
Well, it's good that we don't have to do the weeklies now that we have Inanna Russ and Harper Lee.
Thank God. I am so sick of writing that fucking blog.
Me too.
I mean, it was really good.
It was fantastic. You should definitely read it. Yes,
yep.
Definitely.
Yep.
All right, listeners, go over to 9deuce.com and check out all of those blogs, our previews, reviews, and weekly blog for the wrestling blog, as well as the Tales of the Plunderbund Consortium. All right. Nice. And with that, for Kent, Russ, and myself, we say goodnight, and we'll talk to y'all next week. Enjoy the Rumble, everyone.
Remember, if Roman Reigns versus The Miz is the best match, we're all in trouble.
And remember, if Get Out wins a single Oscar, Hollywood has gone to hell.
Wait, it hasn't?
Russ, get out of here.